Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom Aleichem. This is your Blog Talk Radio station coming out of California under the hands and guidance of Amin Muhammad, who have designed this show, trying to bring some clarity so we can move racism out of the world and move on. So we're here for maybe an hour or two, sharing with you some of the experience that we have in the world about racism through
our experience and with the help of Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, and to our late leader, Imam Waqi Muhammad, who brought us to this point here where we have to have this show and many others to combat racism. So we like to open up with a prayer called Al-Fatiha. And first we like to say it in the Arabic language, and then we will give it to you in the English translation. هم الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين I mean, in English translation, we seek protection from God, from Satan, the rejecting enemy, the one who's been cast down. With the name of God, God is most gracious, God is most merciful, God is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue to show us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thou favors on, and none of those who have been brought down, and none of those who go astray. Amen. What a beautiful prayer that Allah has given us to speak to God with. With the name of God, I only bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped besides God. And that Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, who is the seal of the prophet, there's no more prophet to come, brought the final revelation that has led us into all the truth. That God is one. God do not die. God do not have any children. He have creation, and we all are the creation of God. Every man and every woman that have ever been here are here now. We're all the creation of God, but God give us a limited free will where we got our own mind to use to serve God or not to serve God. We either going to believe in God or not. Allah gives us an opportunity. And we tell you, if you are not believing in God and then promoting what God has asked us to do, then Satan has entered your chamber, you enter your mind, and he are taking you off the course that God wants you on, and the victory that God wants you to have, if you won't have it. Because there ain't no other victory without it. The Creator told us in Tyler's mission to do the will of God, and that's what El Islam means. Well, Christianity is a beautiful religion. If you live the religion like most of our foreparents in the past, good neighbors, nice and kind, didn't have much share what they had, be kind of each other, didn't steal, didn't lie, did whatever they were told, oh, those were some beautiful people. Now we got these people now, our children, they don't want you to tell them what to do at 4 or 5. And they're getting it from the TV and the movies. And they're getting it from the music. What kind of people will allow their children to listen to sneaky music? Music that puts venom, causing your child and kill that child. And that child will want to tell you what to do. And then a school system that we have, tell the child that your mom and daddy discipline you, and we're going to come out there and lock him up. What kind of school system is that? We'll tell your child that we will get all the condoms that it needs. This is public school. That's what you put your child, the most precious thing that you have is your child. Some of us got safe in our home or safe at our bank, and we put that money in that safe to be safe, and we doing less for our children. Our children are less saved than they ever been saved. So we here tonight they're telling you where 90% of the problems are coming from. And we have doctors of the mind that, back us up. That doctor said that the worst form of oppression is false religion. You know what I mean? You just add it up. How can anything be more worse than false religion? Religion is here to save you, put you on a course that will never fail you. But if you get false religion, then you're on a course of disaster. And only one can turn that around. Only one can return that another direction. It's you. That's the free. But if you're afraid that somebody's going to see you violent to God's will, then you stay over there and do the will of the devil. If you're afraid to set peace be unto you or submit your will to do the will of God, then that's what you inherit, not what God gave you. God gave you entire submission to do his will. And you don't want to do the will of God? Huh? There's no power greater than God. All this thing we see that we have control over, that was in our possession, is nothing but temporarily relief, temporarily items. We own nothing. We can't take nothing with us but what, how we live our life before God. God sees everything. So how we live our life before God, because God sees and knows everything, then that make us accountable to the life that God done gave us. And the only thing we can do is come here and warn you that that life is not going to last forever. Don't care how many times you run around the field, how many exercise you take, how many pills you take, how many swimming laps you can take, how much air you can pump. One day somebody gonna announce that you are dead, cause you didn't come here to stay forever. So all them things are number temporary. God said the next life is the everlasting life. That's what God is telling us, the everlasting life. You have to earn that. And everything is on the earned system. You go to the first grade, you got to earn to get to the second. You go to the second grade, you got to earn to go to the third. You go to high school, you got to go earn the good enough to go to the college. Go to college, you got to know what you're doing to earn a good salary or to make jobs so people can make a good salary. You own the earn system, but you got to have love. And real love starts when you care about a wife. Love your mother and then your father. That's real love. Love is when you go to work and take care of the thing that been trusted in your care. You take care of everything that God has trusted with you. That's love. It's Hollywood love they done gave us, showing everybody kissing and naked. That ain't no love. That's destruction that God has told us to stay away from. And the proof of that, look at the end results of those before you who indulged in that. Okay, how rich, how much money they got, how many acres of land they own. If they didn't submit their will to do the will of God, look at Christians that said they like Jesus. Jesus said, I came because God sent me. And I'm here to submit my will, not my will be done, but God's will. That's what Jesus said. Look that up in a dictionary, and especially an ancient dictionary, you'll come up with the word Muslim, the entire submission to do the will of God. Because these are the Muslims. And we should tell people that. They want to argue with that. They say, well, he wasn't no Muslim. The Muslim means one who submits his will to do the will of God. You going to tell me Jesus and they submit his will to do the will of God? You ain't submitting your will to do. Then you know you're not no Muslim, but Jesus still is a Muslim. Still a Muslim. So we're here tonight to share what we have. We're here tonight to bring you that as long as that image in the world that false image of God, we will never be coming together as a people. Long as African Americans take you to their place of worship and say, this is the Son of God, he's your Lord and Savior, then show you a Caucasian man, we ain't gonna never go nowhere. Listen to lies, weak ideas, weak ideas, wrong thinking, and lies. We ain't going nowhere. So this Bob Talk Show is ready. We're going to get into the queue and see who's all in there who wants to relate to what we have here tonight, to the message of concern, concern about everything. But the image comes first, then we can start making jobs. We can start building our own neighborhood, because African Americans don't own not one neighborhood in America. And because of racism, we are separated, and we're going to be separated until we learn that we are one people and there's only one nation under God. So let me look in the queue. So who in the queue? Well, we're gonna bring Imam Ibrahim Abdullah from Atlanta, Georgia, working in LaGrange, Georgia as the Imam, and work wherever he works. He might be working in Tennessee one week, but wherever he calls on, he will go to work, and he will bring the tafsir of Prophet Muhammad. Then that was given to him by, and bring the tafsir of Imam Wahdi Muhammad. So we're going to bring my brother on. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Ibrahim Abdullah. I'm mute, and come on. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Give me about 2 minutes. I'm looking up something real quick. Just give me 2 minutes,
okay.
And I'm still on.
Okay, well, we're going to give 2 minutes. He's looking up something that he needs to bring to us that will help us, inshallah. And we thank Allah for having such people to come on this Black Talk radio station. We understand we got a lot of people. Not a lot of people. We got a few people who are going to disagree that Prophet Muhammad is not the seal of the prophets. But we ask them to point to anyone else that they can say that who Christ Jesus said will come after him and lead us out. Can they point to any other person other than Prophet Muhammad and Abdullah without being prejudiced? See, Jesus didn't say he was coming back. God ain't going to send no man back the second time and die all over again who was here one time before. God ain't going to send a man go through this hell again. No. He did his job while he was here, and they lied on it, because they said they nailed him to the cross. They lied to him. If they say he nailed to the cross and he died for somebody's sin, that ain't nothing but an outrageous lie. If I nail you to a cross, I killed you. Ain't no doubt about it. Ain't no in and but you dead. I just killed you. Then I come back and say he died for your sin. What a hypocritical person would do something like that. And the hypocritical person that believed that keep repeating that without even checking out the logic. What the logic behind that? What the intelligence that comes from that? Somebody died for my sin and I wasn't even there. So we have been trained not to think from the plantation until all the way up to today. Some of us refuse to think. We just react to dumb things. So let's wake up. So I'm going to bring, as soon as you get what you got to get, Brother Ibrahim, let's come on in.
Okay, I got to click on, I'm going to find it, and I'm going to call right back in.
Okay, then. Okay, I'm
done. I'm right back by 1 minute. I'm late for him.
Well, I got some in. So we have this truth that we're going to share with the world. God said he's going to take the rejecting spies and make them the leader. You show me some people in this world more rejected and spied than African Americans, and you can't do it, because there's none. There's no other people have been put down like we have been put down. shackle slavery. No one's been shackled and put in the condition that's been brought lower than a human being than we are. We have been brought lower than a human being and still been brought down lower, because when a human being don't want to get married, take care of children, and he was a child, and God said populate the earth through the Bible. Bible said best to get married and burn. And the Muslim, we believe that. We believe in that. What God, we believe in the intelligent saying of the Bible. The Bible said don't eat no hog. We don't eat no hog. Jesus took and ran the hog off the mountain and said he put a bad spirit in that animal and ran it off the mountain. Now, if there's a bad spirit in something and the Bible said don't touch it, if you touch it, go watch, why don't Christians and other people follow, Jews and others follow that? We can't sell no hog. Good Muslims following the teaching of Imam Waji Muhammad, or following the teaching of Prophet Muhammad, he ain't gonna put his hand, he ain't gonna say, you know how. Huh? And the only reason he eats some, there's nothing else there to eat, and he only gonna eat enough to keep him alive until he get into a better situation. That's what a Muslim told to do. Muslim told to protect the houses of the Christians. We've been told to protect their house. Why? Because that's a hot, with that we, because when you protect the house of a person that supposed to believe in God or believe in God, you are doing the will of God. So we believe that, and we on our belief, given to us in Scripture, is real simple, basic understanding. It's real is a natural understanding on life. But it's a natural thing to believe about life. If I treat somebody right, I want somebody. I'm not going to steal because I don't want nobody to steal from me. It is a simple, basic meaning of life. Love for your brother what you love for yourself. I can't love for my brother what I love for myself, drinking alcohol, selling drugs, stealing, mistreating each other, going with my brother's wife, or going with my brother's so-called wife. I can't be a good brother like that. But this world encouraged that. This world promotes that. Through the movies, magazines, because these are the avenues that Satan works in, these avenues, commercials. He works through them things. He take a commercial showing people drinking and showing you they happy. And Satan's job is to make evil seem fascinating. That's his job. He's on his job. And you got some people that ain't nothing wrong with drinking, and their kidney, their liver has been ate up by the alcohol they assume. But they say, ain't nothing wrong with alcohol. I'm grown. I'm my own man. Nobody tell me what to do. These are the kind of people that make suicide on themselves and get comfortable with it through the lies coming from the TV, the whispers of Satan. So, Brother Ibrahim, are you back? Is he back, Daya? Daya. So, we're here tonight, and we're trying to keep this going. We've been just about a year or two. We're rolling. We're trying to bring in a new world where everybody respect and love each other. Nobody look at each other color. We look at each other work.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
Yes,
you
sir.
Back, my dear brother?
Yes, sir. Thank you, my brother. Yes,
you
sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me. I opened the back windows and testified nothing to deserve the worship except Allah alone. And we opened the back windows and testified that the one that Jesus prophesied to come after him was the final revelation, is Prophet Muhammad. We bear witness of that. We bear witness that he's the final prophet, because Jesus also said he's the final prophet. Nothing coming after him. And that is from Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I just want to read something real quick to my brothers and sisters here. I think they missed it in the Bible reading, Akbar, my brother, listening stuff. I'm going to read a couple of paragraphs, and then we're going to elaborate on it, inshallah.
Go
and,
ahead.
Okay.
Allah.
Here we go. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for the image made to look like a mortal human being. An image made to look like a mortal human being and birds and animals and reptiles. This is what they were worshiping. Now, this is the Bible again. They book. What did it say? It says, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for an image made to look like a mortal human being. And that's supposed to be Jesus on the cross. And this is what we're not supposed to do. Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desire of their hearts to sexual impurity and degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worship and serve creatures, created things, rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. Because of this, God gave them over to sexual, shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural sexual relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relationship with women and were inflamed with love for one another. Men committing shameful acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their error. Now I'm going to go back. I just gave that because all this is coming up under the image. Now, if this was given by Paul, who they glorify him to as well, Paul's reciting this, he got this from Jesus, and he just reporting it. Now, again, the key here is this. So degrading when you started reading it and look at some of the things they did. But here's the key. And exchange the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like a mortal human being and birds and animals and reptiles. This is what they have done. Now, here we take the Bible and prove to them out of their own book what was revealed in their book about the things they're doing and how they gave themselves over to unnatural urges. Read in their book. But the key here, they took images, right? Unnatural images, made them in the image of human beings and placed them before people and say, worship this. That's a damn shame. Now, here the book is saying it. Now, what you supposed to do? Book said, and you say you believe in Jesus, you follow Jesus, then why aren't you adhering to the book that he brought you? You can't say I'm a Christian and don't believe in the Bible. You can't say you're a Muslim and don't believe in the Quran. You can't say you're a Jew and don't believe in the Kabbalah, angels, all those books. People of faith have scripture that God sent down to earth for people to live by. Now, this sealed the whole argument right here, what I just read. That's silly. There should be no more argument about that image that they have placed in the world, that they carved out themselves, that they made themselves, then placed themselves on a piece of wood, saying that's God in his image. These verses should destroy that in your mind. And you should be proud to stand up strong and say, I got brothers and sisters that came to my aid, came to my rescue to show me the way. And then anybody else come to me, from what I got from my brothers out of my own book that I didn't even read, I'm going to tell them they're a lie. And if you go read your scripture, the scripture will point out to them that they're a lie. So that's why I said, take the clothes off of your apparel, of your little robe you've been wearing, out your car hanging on the window, because that's abomination. Why? Anything go against God, that's abomination. You want to know what a curse is? Anything you do outside the law of God that he placed down or brought down through the prophets is a curse. And these people in America, yes, pretty much the world, yes, it's cursed. Why? Because you're going against God. You're going against the divine order and law that he sent down. Well, how can you do that and call yourself a believer? You can't do that and call yourself a Christian, Muslim, Jew, atheist, Catholic. You can't. So we said in the beginning of some of our conversation months ago, the only thing that's going to save humanity today is we got to go back to Scripture. Now, tell us, are we not going back to Scripture? Every time you talk to us, we are in the books. We came from the Quran. We come from the Bible. We have to really stick close to the Bible to show these things because you never seen them. You never heard them. They don't teach that in the church, what the Bible's saying about that, how they carve images out, immortal image of looking like a human being, and they get you to worship it. Right there to start the war. That's the campaign of war right there. Throw every damn thing away they done told you and gave you and start a reading for yourself. And as we point these things out, right now, I give you the chapter, Romans. Start from Romans 1, verse 20, verse 1. Or really, you can start at 22 on the 30. Or you can go back to 1, come all the way to 30. And see what they are saying, what Paul has said in the Bible about what's to come behind going away from God's law and creating your own law by creating your own image of God and worshiping, then beat the people down to make him accept the concept that God is on a cross, or God is had died for your sins. Like we say, that's got to be a lie. If Jesus died for our sins, okay, let's look at it again. We got to bring these things back. We weren't even thought of 2,000 years ago. We didn't even know we going to be in existence 2,000 years ago. So who and what sin did he die for? Let me tell you what Paul said. Paul said in the Bible, right there in Rome, it was the Gentiles. The Jews brought this law, and these are the scriptures that the Jews gave the Gentiles. Well, who were the Gentiles, the Caucasians? Let's put it out there. The ones you've been following, oh, they don't win. Yes, they don't win against God. And can you see this country catching hell right now? Seen a car the other day, a hurricane, tornado came through, picked up a car way up in the air and threw it across the field. They flood not right now. Jersey, my son in Pennsylvania, I'm talking to them tonight. That storm that went up through there. Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, Maine, Boston, all the way up. This storm is hitting. Now, what sin did Jesus die for? Now, all you got to do is tell us what sin he died for and prove by Scripture, and we'll follow you. But what I just got through reading in the Bible in Romans, where Paul said, you can't bring that argument. That's dead. That's dead. And we're not going to let you continue to sit on a stool with a dove's hat on your head looking dumbfounded because you can't figure out which way to go. No, we're telling you which way to go. There's only one way to go. No two way. I mean, it's just the opposite of the one way. It's only the opposite of going right. The only right way to go is to follow the plan and the leadership of God through his prophets that he sent to the earth. Now, any of those that you deviate away from, then you're going in the rear. You're going in back. You're going backwards. See, that's why y'all wear your hat's on your head backwards. Because really, you think you're walking forward, but you're really, really walking backwards. That's where your mind is pointing to. Got you all outside of the law of God, but yet you want to be saved. Now, okay, many of y'all are innocent, but you ain't innocent after night listening to that and continue to keep on the fuss, to keep on the fornication and the adultery that you commit, cheating on your wife, cheating on your children, cheating on your husband. And you call yourself following God's law? Or, no, you think it's a game. In the views of women like us men have done in this society, we have really abandoned and abused our women to the point that they don't want to hear nothing you got to say. Because they know one thing, they know you're a liar. They know you're a cheater. They know you're a fornicator. They know about you. See, women play dumb. But you say one thing to them, trying to prove to them that you didn't do a certain thing, and they just say, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They already tell you right there that I know you're lying. But yet you want to be a man. And you don't even know what a man is. We done abandoned our families, our wives, our children, our husbands, our families. We done abandoned that and reaching for everything the world got to offer. Don't you see the world ain't got nothing to offer you but death? Why? Because I don't care what you get. If God's not a part of it, it ain't worth having. I want a nice home. How do I get it? With the name of God. That's how I got it. Okay, that's honorable. That's honorable. I want a nice car. I got it. How? In the name of God. How'd you do that? Because I went and got a job and became honest and worked for what I want. Instead of stealing and taking from someone that I had no business. That's what I'm doing. I'm listening to my brothers and sisters, and I'm getting my life together. And I'm straightening my children's lives out. My cousin, brother, uncle, aunt, mama, daddy. Start with them first. Mom and daddy, please forgive me for what I'm getting ready to tell y'all. Have mercy on me. But I got to tell you, I got to read something to you. So, because we've been hoodwinked, mama, daddy. We've been bamboozled. Our brains have been taken out of us, and somebody else's brain has been put in us. That's why, mama and daddy, forgive me, that's why we can't think right. Because we're thinking with somebody else's mind. Can you identify the mind that you think with? Yeah, mama, it's the enemy's mind. I got the enemy's mind. I got the enemy's character. I got the enemy's personality. I'm trying to look like the enemy. I'm trying to slick my hair back like the enemy. I'm trying to put a little dye in the top of my head, blonde or red, to kind of look like the enemy. I'm just trying to look like a mama. I'm confused. But I heard something the other night from my brothers, from our book, mama, from the Bible, daddy. I'm not confused no more. So thank you for allowing me to have a few words with you. I pray to Allah, like my big brother always saying, my brother Akbar, we pray to Allah that what we have brought to you, that is something that we said that would prick your conscience to make you start thinking. See, we are people to make you think, not react in the negative, but make you think. See, once you started thinking, that's what God wants. You started thinking, he started feeding you. He'll feed your mind so much, you do the same thing, Jesus, take this bitter cup away from me. But the one we got now is sweet. See, it's bitter when you're doing wrong. It's sweet when you're doing the right thing. So as I said, we came to you in peace. I want to lead you in peace, my beloved brothers and sisters. May Allah bless us with a great night. Rest every each one of us and bless us to rise up in the morning to see the sunlight. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum as-salam.
Walaikum as-salam. Much love.
Don't go nowhere, inshallah. No, you got something else to say. So we thank Allah for that fine, excellent understanding of the world that we live in. And you want to question Ibrahim, Abdullah, that's point one in your the queue and come into the queue. And we'll bring you on and let you have your opportunity to say something. It's an equal opportunity mic. The only thing we want you to do, be respectful. Don't curse. And we hope you pick the best word to use. We're here to get rid of racism, and we would like your help. And we would like for you to join us if you can.
Could I ask a question?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can. $10.
Hi, Sam Lakem.
Yeah. Well, it got some name.
Allah's name, most gracious, most merciful, the creator of the heavens and earth and all in between, the creator as well as systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the seal of the prophets. Brother Imam, I could appreciate what you just, the information you just gave us, but I'd like to ask you, what was the surah that you quoted that from?
That's in the Bible, Romans chapter 1, verse 1 through 30. But what the ones I read out, it was just from 22 to 25.
Okay. Chapter 1, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You are
okay.
The King James version of the Bible, King James, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
That's what I mainly wanted to know. The rest of it just, you know, it speaks for itself. Thank you so much for the information.
Okay, well, we bring all the co-host workers tonight. My name is Abdul Akbar. I'm one of the co-host workers there. I'm from Cato, Georgia. And Suja Muhammad out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is one of the co-host workers. And sometimes Brother Muhammad out of Columbus, Georgia, who's having family illness that he's working with his family. And my wife. Well, we also have Imam, you just heard Imam, Ibrahim Abdullah was working on this boat. So now I see no one else is pushed to want to come in. We'll bring Brother Muhammad to share his experience in the world and what he had to share that he had learned on the way since he's been on this world about the problem that we encounter here in America. Brother Suga.
As-salamu alaykum.
Well,
come on, big brother.
We thank Allah for you all, brothers. And we pray that Allah keep on blessing you. Allah said that those that stay at home is not equal to those that goes out, you know. So just to be able to say some of the things that you say, automatically a person knows that you got experience. I'd like to open up with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and bear witness that there is only one creator, one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him, is the seal of the prophet, he's the messenger of Allah, he's God's servant. Prophet Muhammad, Christ Jesus, Abraham, all these great men served God. If Shaitan is trying to separate them from us, you know. In the Quran, Allah said, there's no differences in his prophets. You know, I mean, he don't take one prophet over another one. You know, so we respect all Allah's prophets. You know, all Allah's servants. You know, we bear witness to what they bring us, and they are our God. We can't follow God. You know. The only thing we can follow is a human being, just like us. We can't follow an angel. You know? So God say, and the reason I say that now is because God say if he would send us an angel, you know, if there was angels, he said that if this earth was populated with angels, he would have sent us an angel as a messenger. He said that the earth is populated with human beings, so he sent us a human messenger. That's what I'm trying to say. He sent us a human being like ourselves, a man that was married, a man that ate food, you see, a man that prayed to God. That's who he sent us. He sent us one that did had to do the same thing that we did.
you know. But it's you. It's the disbeliever, the Shaitan. It's time to say that he's God. You know, trying to say that he's different from us. Try to make us feel as though we'll never be able to come up to what God wants. This man walked the waters. He gave sight to the blind. You know, he made the dumb talk. He raised the dead. What they trying to do, they trying to put another human being out of our reach. This is why they telling us all this. They trying to put him out of our reach. So we believe that Jesus was a human being also, just like us. You know, he wasn't no God. And the Quran say he wasn't no God. The Quran say in Surah 5, Ayah 73, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. They do blasphemy. Who say Allah is
You keep going in and out.
You can't hear me?
Now I hear you now, but
I was going in and out, though, yes. Okay. Christ, the son of Mary, was no more than a messenger. Many were the messengers that passed away before him. His mother was a woman of truth. They had both to eat their daily food. See how Allah does make his sign clear to them? Yet see in what ways they are deluded away from the truth. Say, will you worship besides Allah something which has no power either to harm or benefit you. But Allah, he is that hears and knoweth all things. Say, O peoples of the book, exceed not in your religion the bounds of what is proper, trespassing beyond the truth, not follow the vain desires of people who went wrong in time gone by, who misled many and strayed themselves from the even way. So this is what happened to them. This is where they at right now. They strayed. So when we hear someone talking crazy and talking about Jesus is the Son of God and he's God, this is some of the strays. And Allah let us know about them. They are not believers. And they hope that you will follow their desire, their vain desire. And they know what the truth is. They know that God don't have a son. They know the truth. But they trying to lead people that don't have knowledge of the truth, they try to lead them astray. But we thank Allah for this Holy Quran.
Oh, wait, bro.
If we didn't have this Holy Quran, we have many of us following them in their way. If we didn't have the Holy Quran, you know, we thank Allah. And we thank Allah much. When a person argues so strong, as though you are hurting him or her, but bringing forth a lie, I'm serious. Is that we can even try to bring the truth to them. We should even try. The Quran says, tell them, you be your way, and me, I be my way. Be my way. You know? Because you're not listening to me, and I'm not listening to you. You don't want what I got, and I definitely don't want what you got. So that's what time it is. That's what time it is. You know, removing these images out of worship, we going to encounter with people worse than this one. Worse. I'm talking about, I know I have encountered people worse than them. We have encountered people that want to go to blows, want to fight. They know they be lying. They know they can't fight God, so they try to fight us. They try to fight the messenger. So these are the type of people that we are dealing with. We are dealing with people that's been driven mad. They've been driven mad. And listen to their thinking, and listen to their talking. You'll know that they are not trying to do nothing good for humanity, nothing good for mankind. If you just listen to some of the things that they say. They're not serious about the young people, the future for the young folks. They don't care nothing about the elderly, the older people. Nothing. The only one they care about is their partners and themselves. Sharing the wealth? Oh, you can forget about that. If you just think about one of them, just imagine one of them sharing the wealth with you. You know that ain't going to come. That never would come. Sharing the wealth with our young folks. And what knowledge could they share with them? what could they teach them? Only thing they can do is carry over that same lie. That's the only thing they can pass to them, because they hate the truth. They hate the truth, and they hate you because you represent the truth. We were out today with the poster and with the we had quite a few Christian brothers and sisters out. You know, they was giving away Bibles, you know. And the whole corner, they had the corner, you know, on the other side, next to us, lit up. And when the people saw the big sign, they just started waving. People just waving.
Allahu Akbar.
When they read those words, I heard one of the Christians say, "Why they take the zero out of God?"
Go ahead.
I heard what I'm saying. Why they take the O out of God?
Go ahead.
And so I told the brothers, just in case they didn't know. You know, I said the reason they take the O out of God is because when you turn God around, it'll spell dog.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got it. So when you have people with you that don't know, haven't did dawah, you know, you had to slowly let them know. And they'll take it. They know the truth when they hear. They know the truth when you tell it to them.
Yeah.
I heard a brother over there teaching, a lady that came up and asked about the sign, and he was over there just teaching about God. I heard him say one of the things I had brought to them. You know, about if a puppy had a dog, when the puppy grew up, it'd be a dog. And a cat had a cat, you know, and a God had a God, you know. He brought that to him smooth. And in the conversation, I heard the lady say that she was a preacher. And that she was going to be preaching Sunday.
Mm.
And he told her that he worked on a Sunday. This Muslim brother. He told her that, but I guess he knew her. He told her that he works on a Sunday. You know. But at least she had the respect to come and just check it out. Because you had all the other Christians around with all these signs and passing out Bibles, and they had a table sitting over there, you know. But we got along real good. We got along real, it's funny. We was all together and we got along good. Matter of fact, a brother stopped over there where we was at. Asked us, did we have in the no? Where was the Bible at? And I told him where it was at. I told him where it was at. Yeah. We don't have no fear. We don't worry about nothing. We know Allah is in charge.
That's right.
And Allah bless whom he will, when he pleases.
Right.
You know, we know that. So we ain't trying to, ain't no rush. You know, don't be, I know I wouldn't worry about nothing. You know, I really felt that when that brother asked me that, he wanted to stop right there where he was at. He was in his car. He had turned around right there where we were at, and he wanted to stop right there. But he asked about the bike. Yeah. So you know it's. We got the truth. We got the truth, and we should have no fear. We shouldn't worry. Only Allah can save a person. You know, can save that individual's soul, or know when that individual is sincere, that knows what is in that individual's heart. You know. If it seems like the time is up, then Allah knows what time it is. Allah would give him some more time. You know. Yeah. So I mean it's a blessing. It's a blessing when Allah bless you with the truth and you understand what you got and you know what you got. You know. You're going to be calm and patient. Nothing ain't going to upset you. You know. All praise is due to Allah. So we came to you in peace. We're going to leave you in peace. I'm going to turn it back over to Brother Akbar. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, look at the land. Beautiful. I should have been there.
Mm-hmm. You know that was your work. You just, good work. I know it.
I know that was a beautiful day. Anytime you intermingle with some Christians and you got the light,
ain't yes, sir.
Goodness is on the rise.
Ain't that right?
Goodness on the rise. Yes, sir. You can argue with me, but you can't argue with truth. But maybe you won't. Then you be arguing with the Creator, but that ain't gonna work. that ain't gonna work
at all.
Yeah, all praise is due to Allah. Allahu Akbar. Well, we're going to move. We're going to keep rolling. And, Dahir, you see anybody interested and want to say anything in the queue?
No, I don't. No.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sister Karam, say anything? Dahir, you want to say anything?
No, sir. I'm taking notes. Thank you.
Okay, Alhamdulillah.
Not right now.
Well, we're going to show rolling. Because
oh, wait. Yes, I see somebody now. Wait, I see somebody. Okay, Brother Imeen.
Just
like Brother Imeen, yes.
Wrong way, bro. Hey,
lady.
Turn him on. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum.
Well, they got some
assalamu alaikum. Assalamu
alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. All praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Yes. We forever give Allah the praise and thanks for enlightening us and bringing the knowledge to us and blessing us to understand his religion. You know, praise be to Allah. And I'm really proud to be affiliated with you brothers and sisters who are on the front line. And always have something very, very meaningful and important to say, all praise to Allah. This is kind of like the business hour dealing with the message of concern. I would just like to talk a little bit about what we talked about this morning on a radio show, what I heard this morning. You know, on a radio show, we were talking about zakat. So let me ask you, Sister Daya, let me ask you a question. What is zakat?
Yes, what is zakat?
Yeah, it's not a trick question. I just want to know your answer. What is zakat?
What I would say zakat is giving to, well, your share that you, a certain percentage of that you have coming from what your ways and means are of support, the share that you would give, a certain share that you would give toward the needy or toward those who need it, or to the area that you designate for it to go, but mostly those who need to put it in the bank, like, or those who need it, who need the money.
Okay, well let me ask you, when you say that, I'm getting an echo, would you say that it's a kind of charity? I mean, if you had to use one word, would you say zakat of charity?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of like how I thought of it, and probably millions of other brothers and sisters have thought when you say zakat is charity. But really, you know, that's what we talked about this morning. They read a little talk by Imam Muhammad that he made at a convention. I think it was in 2006, that zakat really is more than just charity. It's an economic system.
Mm-hmm.
It's what the imam was trying to start and process with us, like collective buying and pooling our money together. It's an economic system. It is zakat. Zakat is the economic system, and he uses the example like in Russia. In Russia, they have an economic system, and other countries have an economic system. In Islam, one of the pillars of our religion is zakat, and it's way more than charity. It's an economic system. It's what AMCOP, what the imam was trying to do with AMCOP. In CPC, that's why the imam was saying that building an economic system for us, and you know, and trying to do business and you know, get into finance and all like that is just as important as making a prayer and fasting. It's just as important building a business. Building a business is just as important as making prayer and fasting. That's how the imam, you know, he was teaching on that. And if you want to listen to that talk this morning, it was on an AM 360 show. It's this brother, Imam Lacey Phillips. And the name of his show is... preparing to make it in the land of plenty.
Okay,
preparing to make it in the land of plenty. Yeah, and that's the name of his show. And if you want to listen to that, because that was a very important, that's one of the most important shows that I've ever almost heard on the Block Talk radios. But the imam was saying zakat, he just can't say it. I've heard people talk about it, but somehow it escaped my mind. You know what I mean? But this morning I was able to really kind of like hone in on what they were trying to say, and these brothers was on it this morning. They were saying you know, zakat is an economic system. You know, it's our economic system to build up our community, to have businesses where our businesses could support, like our Clara Muhammad schools. You know, all that is supposed to, and the masjid should be teaching on economics, because that's one of the pillars. You know, the first pillar is faith, you know what I mean, la, 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 and then we pray, you know, we fast, and then we give, you know, they say zakat, and we have been talking about zakat is charity. No, it's much more than that. It's our economic system.
Alhamdulillah.
All praises be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. And this is so very, very important to me in my thinking that we, you know, spread the word on that. You know, we need to clarify that. You know what I mean? Because the first thing that we say, me and a whole lot of other people, is, you know, off the top of our head, we say, oh, it's a kind of charity. No. Yeah, that's why the imam said, and he said that one time, and I was saying, you know, I heard the imam say, building a business and building an economy and all like that is just as important, is, you know, praying and fasting. So the first thing came and popped in my mind, I said, oh, I can hear the enemies right now. I can hear our enemies
mm-hmm.
attacking us. Said, you can see how the imam, you know what I mean? He's probably bidda, or whatever. You know how they be talking or whatever.
Right.
And some of the African Americans will be following them. He said, oh, you know, here's the imam Muhammad again, you know what I mean? You know, getting out there, you know what I mean? And so that's in the past when I've heard the imam say it's just as important as praying and fasting for us to develop businesses and get money and be able to, you know, finance our projects in our community, housing projects, you know what I mean? Think it's not being... one of the things here in the L.A. area is we got a lot of older brothers who was part of the first resurrection, and a lot of them kind of like having a tough housing program, you know, the housing
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough is being done to build in affordable housing for some of our old timers, you know, some of the brothers and sisters who have been kicking hard, but they were soldiers in the first. Used to carry
mm-hmm.
300 papers and do all kind of stuff. Well, you know, why not have, just like the Christian churches, they'll buy a block, and next thing you know, they got a five-story housing thing for their people, them churches. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that we need as Muslims to build housing for some of our people in our community who need
mm-hmm.
housing. You know, who need houses. You know, they you know, they gave, they soldiered and everything, and, you know, and, you know, but zakat take care of that if we think of our pillar. We got five pillars.
Right.
And zakat, don't look at it, it's not charity. That limits it. That's almost... You know, and I was thinking, you know, some of the brothers, you know, it's one brother in the community, he always saying he loved to get on the radio, and he loved to tell these brothers how Imam Muhammad say 80% of the imams did not follow me. Boy, that makes them bad, bro. That makes them bad. You know what I mean? That, you talking about, I can see them turning red and mad and blue and everything else over the radio. I can see him, you know, because, well, he burns them up. He said, yeah, 80%. Imam said, 80% of the imams didn't follow me. And some of these same guys, according to this brother who always say this, you know what I mean? He says some of them brothers on them radio shows talking that whoop, you know, some of them imams who didn't really follow the imam. You know, they didn't really follow the imam. You see, they didn't really follow the imam. And that was part of the 80%. You know what I mean? And, you know, so, alhamdulillah, I was trying to make a point there. I was trying to make a point.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, you know.
more important than what we realize.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and we got to teach that. We got to straighten that out. Because I asked the brother, I got a chance to come in. I said, well, you know, where did we go wrong? I mean, you know, why didn't we, you know, how did we, you know, because the imam was teaching and preaching it. But somehow, like the brother said, the imam Delacy was saying, you know, we just had poor leadership. Some of them people, that 80% did not support the imam, did not teach what the imam was teaching. They fought AMCOP. They fought CPC. You know what I mean? They fought the imam going and coming where the imam had to tell it. He said that 80% of them don't follow me. 80% of them don't follow me, you know. So 85%. Anyway, Alhamdulillah, I'll turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar. I'll turn it back over to you. I'm doing some shopping for my auntie, so I'll be down at here Trader Joe's way down in the garage. So I hope I can hear.
Okay.
I'll
make
it, man.
It's a lot better. Thank you. You're right. We have these problems, but along with the problem, we have the solution in the Quran. We should be following the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to following the Quran the best they can. So, yeah, we got the problem, but we also have the solution.
That's right. And you know what? You know what, Brother Akbar? And I, when those committees were first started and brought up by Imam W.D. Muhammad, when he came in, shortly after he came in, it was necessary because this is the way, like what Brother Imam is saying, this is the way he was dividing it up so that we could understand and explain what the purpose of these different committees serve. Like ad hoc. Now, ad hoc committee, a lot of people thought it was like a ways and means committee. You know, you have your ways that you can accumulate your monies, you know what I'm saying, and compile your monies in order to apply them wherever there is need, wherever needed. You know, a way for somebody to help start a business, or a way for somebody to maintain their their rent or their bills, you know, the upkeep, you know, of their family. So I can understand where Brother Amin is coming. I don't think really we've got into those committees long enough or deep enough, and they didn't last long enough in order for everybody to actually understand the true meaning of a lot of those topics and the names that were given to those different committees in ad hoc and ways and means. One of those that were difficult to understand, not so easy for people to pick up on.
Well, I agree that all the committees were done away with by the enemy of our community. And they came and done away with all the good things that we had or used to have that we can't get back. Bean pie, bread, and all other stuff, the bean soup, they come and did away with all that. And the main thing they want to do is our history. But if that's the strong believers and the people who believe, they're going to have to stand up. They can't afford to sit back and let all these cook bars come to them and they not stand up and ask for the results. We want to see results. And Allah say we'll never change our condition until we change within our hearts about each other. Somebody will turn us against each other so we don't have the heart for each other. And that's what Suja has been pointing out all the while that I noticed, pointed out that, we own no grocery stores. So with all that good saying, all that good talk, it ain't producing nothing. We hear the good talk. We see the people comfortable with what you said, but they have been put the Lord to sleep because they are satisfied with nothing. So we working on that, and we work to bring change to that. That's what BUII is standing for. K
change in the environment, no talk, but more change. That's what we're working on. So I'm going to bring Brother Ibrahim. Ibrahim, you still there?
Weren't you giving, you talking to Suja, you had brought him back on because it was business at first before Brother Amin. I'm sorry for cutting in. I'm sorry. I apologize. But I was just paying attention to the board, and I just remember that you were bringing on Brother Suja because it was a business hour before Brother Amin had pushed the button. But go ahead.
So we're gonna mix business in with the talk we're doing. Brother Ibrahim.
Yeah, also.
you're on the wrong show with that.
Yeah, also.
But we would like to have your presence again, inshallah, and explain to what you see in business and what you see why we hadn't been making progress in this American Muslim community under leadership. Can you give us your record of what you see as went wrong and what needs to be done to turn it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I opened the back window to testify, nothing deserving of worship except Allah alone, who have no associates, no partners, no children, no dogs, none of that. And I opened the back window to testify that the final revelation who came through Prophet Muhammad that was also revealed to the people by Esau, that he'd be the last one, the seal. So that, you know, they can argue all day long with that. We'll let them have that, but we know the truth. As-salamu alaykum. One thing I'd like to say, when we go over issues like that, and we all say basically the same thing, but it's good for us to express ourselves like that because it really put more spirit in those who really don't, and eliminate the talker, really.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing that we're not doing, I won't even mention Prophet Muhammad at this point, or the Quran. I will mention the Imam Wadi Muhammad. And we not say that. Allah is the one who sends prophets and messengers, alim and muftis. He sent majedis. He sent us Imam Wadi Muhammad. Now, Allah did not abandon us and leave us without a leader when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad passed. And Imam Muhammad taught us, when an imam passes, make sure you have an imam in his place before you put that imam in the ground. If you don't, Shaitan will divide and take you over your community. Okay, now. Our biggest problem is we do not follow Imam Wadi Muhammad. We refuse to follow Imam Muhammad. Why would you refuse to follow the one that Allah chose for you? Allah chose that man for us. And among us, he was a great man. He was like a father to us. He was a brother to us, cousin, uncle, all that to us. He was a good person, a humble person. If you ever was taught about the example of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Imam Muhammad exemplified the character and spirit and personality of Imam Muhammad. I heard a sheikh when they teach on Prophet Muhammad, how Prophet Muhammad walked. He never walked with his head in the air, swinging his shoulders back and forth. So he would always walk humbly with his head tilted towards the ground. Humble. And that's why they said he stood among the Sahaba, and you come to find him, you couldn't tell him from the rest of them. Okay, my point, we're not going to do anything. We can talk all day long. We can talk if we get purple in the face and blue at the toes. That's our invitation, right? Okay. We are not going to do anything. Regardless of the talking that we're doing, if we would just stop, that's okay. Look, enough is enough. That's it. Mm-hmm. We're going to follow the top so you know Wadi Muhammad. If you notice in the grocery stores, there are different types of bread, right? We got all types of bread in the store. But there's going to always be one loaf of bread in there that everybody go in there and get. If you ain't there on time, you won't get that loaf today. You have to wait till tomorrow. That's the same with leadership. Allah has given us the best, and we still nipping off this book, that person taps in, that person taps in, way across the water now. But Boo Boo said over there, and Allah gave you the man that understood his prophet, Muhammad. He understood him. Allah blessed him to understand Prophet Muhammad, and he loved Prophet Muhammad. That's why Allah gave him to us. But we won't follow it. Mm-hmm. Oh, there will come a time that we're going to follow him, like it or not. Like Brother Amin was saying about the different charities in Islam. Right? We got Zakat. You know, we got Sadaqah Allah, Sadaqah, and then Sadaqah Allah. That's three mm-hmm. different charities there. But what are they for? Is that one is just like you say, I'm going to use the terms one, like a welfare. Sadaqah Allah. That's a law fund. And that fund is meant out for brothers and sisters that are in dire need, that need help, and they come to you, and this is the money that you give them. This is out of the law's charity. And then we got the sadaqah that we pay. Then you got another sadaqah that they're, well, they say sadaqah, but it's another fund that's there for your building and construction and to maintain your property. And all these had to be met out to them. These had to be taught on in the community. Why? Because this is what Imam Muhammad gave us. Now, I can name a whole lot of charities. I don't read another book. I don't even mention that. Because there's too much conflict in when you read it. But I can give you what Imam Muhammad gave us on that subject. And that's what I was saying about the brothers get a coupon over there in the, down there in Atlanta. When I go, and me and another brother went together yesterday, I said, this is what I'm talking about. You mentioned everything, come from every book, how deep, all that, and nobody mentioned Imam Muhammad. Mm-hmm. Unless you got a program coming, at the end of your talk, you mentioned Imam Muhammad said, well, we should support our community because of the school. You throw the school out there, you throw the children out there. That's what Shaitan do, mm-hmm. just to get your attention, get your money. You don't need my attention. If I'm a true believer, you don't have to do nothing to get my attention. My attention is already met out for what Allah gave me, the spirit he put in me to give. So I don't have to hoodwink you to get some money from you for the school or whatever it is. Okay, but the bottom line, we're not following Imam Muhammad. Like I mean, said, but it was 85%, not 80, 85%. And he also said he taught on the donkey at one first Sunday. And he told us, you know, the biggest part of the donkey is his head. Mm-hmm. He said, that's your imams. Big-headed. He said, like, what the donkey do? He said, the donkey carry what? Huge loads of books. Only sure to understand them not. Mm-hmm. That's the imams. The imams' problem that I see in our community, and I see it, and I hear that they open their mouth, and I'm going to give you an example. They have not learned how to accept what Imam Muhammad gave us and then make the connection. But he gives you the knowledge, information, and what he always say, don't take my word, go back and study for yourself. He's mm-hmm. the guy, he gave you the avenue where to go look for a certain particular thing. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're supposed to do. Get the information, study it, dissect it, and then what? Introduce it to the people. But we have not learned to make the connection. That's why every time they talk, they dead.
All fall apart.
Fall apart. Now, let me make my point here. When the brother gave a coupon, and he was talking about the brother wearing a Jolly Bill, he said, if you wear that to make you feel closer to the Sunnah of Rasulullah, okay, I can't knock that. But in my mind, I said, I don't need nothing to attach me to Prophet Muhammad. I love Prophet Muhammad. I'm on sleep. I wake up reciting and talking to Allah in the morning. So I don't need that to try to make me feel or build my spirit up to accept Prophet Muhammad. Then he said the Sunnah. Now, they've been to school over there, and I read it, and I'm a dummy. I know they don't read it if they say they've been to school. And Allah said the Quran, what? Had a Quran Sunnah, had a Quran Hadith. Allah said, this is my Sunnah. This is my Hadith. Then Prophet Muhammad followed the Sunnah of Allah, which means God. Sunnah, God. He was following the guidance of Allah. Then he took the signs of Allah. Hadith is a sign. He took the signs of Allah that he gave him. But what happened when Allah gave Muhammad the signs? He took them, he studied, and he learned how to make the connection with the human being. So just don't say sunnah upon Muhammad like that and just leave the people hanging, because it's still putting their mind, oh, the sunnah. Yeah, you know how these say, but the sunnah upon Muhammad said, Prophet Muhammad was a walking Quran, not a walking hadith. And then the Sahaba, when they come to Prophet Muhammad and asked him a question, if they had a debate, he would say, for he who hold my life in his hand, say it. He said that Allah said it. He didn't say what he said. And they try to confuse you. Oh, yeah, you have to learn all the sense of what Prophet Muhammad said. It's a Quran. If his wife said he was a walking Quran, where else did you go? What you looking for? Imams can't make the connection. I'm sorry to get a little excited like that. But when you love Allah and you love his messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you love Imam Muhammad, we love Imam Muhammad, and we love Prophet Muhammad more than we love ourselves. Yes, we love him more than we love ourselves. If you don't have that in you, then I don't care what you put on, looking like a clown. I'm not going to wear no pajamas. Allah has given every people their own culture, their own dress. That's why Imam Muhammad told us when we go out to represent Islam, wear a suit and tie. You see him wearing suit and ties? Nope. No. But yet you say you follow Imam one day Muhammad. Okay, I'm finna break right here. I'm really grateful to Allah for y'all and let me have a few more words. But, you know, it really gets to us when all we hear people talking about the Imam. They say, you ain't followed the Imam. Imam Muhammad said, we should be ashamed to walk out of our house and look down the street and don't see nothing to represent us.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got a bathroom. Let's don't talk about the stuff. I come to you and feed my beloved brothers and sisters. I'm going to leave you in peace. As I say again, Zazakallah khairan. May Allah really reward you. Just let us come on the show, brother. I mean, we really appreciate you because a lot of things we have to get out. But we are letting you know that they're not following Imam Wardi Muhammad. They're scared to mention his name. We're not talking about mentioning his name like in praise. No. Let the people know where you got your understanding from. Because for Imam Muhammad King, you didn't have no understanding. You still talking about you were God. You were trying to damn the person, but you were doing the same thing. But Allah blessed us, the one that followed Imam Muhammad, and I, we the ones that denied that concept and got in line. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam.
Alaykum as-salam. Excellent. And now, like this. Thank you. I'd like to add my two cents into what has been said because of I do that some other
time. Wait a minute, let me turn this and put this over.
So get ready. I'm going to get ready to bring our brother on, Brother Sujah Muhammad. Bring him up to Riyadh. Well, like I said, Lamb.
Alhamdulillah, I'm enjoying myself. I'm really enjoying myself.
Alhamdulillah.
Allah said, don't think that you will be left alone to say that you believe me.
And not be tested.
Without being tested and tried. The devil try to come in here all kind of ways. But we ain't going to let him. Let me get through it, then you can say something. I just want to add something to what Brother Amin said, and add something to Imam Ibrahim, alhamdulillah, and I want to add it with what Allah say. I want to add it with what Allah say. Praise be to Allah. if you got a Quran, I'm just asking you to turn the Quran to Surah 9, Ayat 60. Surah 9, Ayat 60. Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. I seek refuge in Allah against the rejected shaitan. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is God's servant, his messenger. Allah says in Ayat 60, Zakat is for the poor and the needy.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no confusion in that. And those employed to administer the fund. Now, what it's saying there, it's saying that there should be somebody assigned to handle the zakat money. And you should pay them because they're handling money. For those whose heart have been recently reconciled to the truth, it's talking about the new believer that come into the masjid and accept El Islam. Okay, but don't have any money. They don't have any wealth. They're in need. Those in bondage, we know what that means, and in debt, in the cause of Allah, and for the wayfarer, talking about the one that travels. Thus is it ordained by Allah. It's one of the pillars. It's a law. It's what governs us. And Allah is full of knowledge and wisdom.
No,
okay. Yes, sir. I just want to say this here. And this, and so I dealt with this today. In the Quranic reading, and you know, it's amazing. This is one of the things that I had to deal with in Atlanta, Georgia, with a group of us, Brother Hakeem Yamini, Sister Betty, one was in a wheelchair. We had quite a few sisters and brothers that were with us. They came before Imam Plima and Pasha, you know, and we was dealing with the zakat, you know, and this was the ayat that was brought to him. This was the ayat that was brought to him, and we stuck to it to the letter. They brought up sadaqah, and we told them what sadaqah means. Sadaqah and zakat, both of them is charity, but it's two different things. You know, a person can give money out of his pocket to the masjid, or you can do any other thing that he want to give in the masjid, or they can use it for almost anything. The masjid can, the imam can, but the zakat is from Allah. It's obligatory. The zakat got to go to the poor. It don't go to nobody else. It got to go to the needy. It got to go to the person that's having the money. It got to go to the person that's in debt. the wayfarer, and those in bondage. And why is that? Because Allah said it is ordained by him. We can't change that, brothers and sisters. I had brothers and sisters was trying to bring something, but they got all off on what the Quran was saying. They went off into something else. Every time they went off into something else. And we did have imams that was using the cot to pay rent and salaries. That's what we were getting on the imam there in Atlanta Masjid. Said, you don't use this money here to pay your buddies and pay salaries and pay rent. The money that you to pay rent is where you don't set up some kind of means and ways that you got a cash flow in that community, and which they had. They had about 5 or 6 businesses right on the side of them. They even had a liquor store, I was told, that they was getting money from. They had a place that was a medical place they were getting money from. Zakat goes to the poor. You don't supposed to touch that money. They said during the time of the prophet, sometimes he spends zakat before the next day. Subhanallah. He gives it out before the next day. He don't keep it and let it just build up. So zakat is for the poor and for the needy. It's something just like somebody was saying. It's just like welfare. It's a system set up where you take care of the needy and the poor. It's a system set up where you take care of your own. God set that system up. Shaitan is trying to break it down. Reads Surah 9, Ayat 60, and tell me what understanding that you get from that. Surah 9, Ayat 60. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Now, can I say something, Akbar?
Yes,
go ahead. You know what I wanted to mention? I just wanted to mention that since you're talking about Sadaka and, talking about Zakat, too, I wanted to mention about Sadaka. At first, I wanted to know I was going to ask the question. That's why I was in such a rush, because I wanted to get it out before it slipped my mind. What is the difference between Sadaka and Zakat? Now, I know what Zakat is. Well, I feel that I know what Zakat is from what you just read, quoted from the Quran, and what I already felt that I had learned, you know, which was given to the poor. And where it's needed, like people having to pay bills or something like that and don't have enough money or something like that. It's not an ongoing thing to one individual, you know. But there should be ways and means that are put aside and kept and collected so that when the time arises, you know, mm-hmm. and people need it, they should be able to get it. You know, but we have a problem with our Masjid al-Mu'minun we don't have a problem with it because we give it when we have it, Sadaka. Always have, but there's been other Masjids when they go to them and they say, no, we don't have enough people
you mean
to come.
Oh, you're mixing them up now.
No, I mentioned both of them. Maybe you didn't understand me what I was saying. Mentioned both of them. I said, I know from what I've learned and, you know, and heard, read about, like what you just read about, was Zakat. I said, but now what is the difference between Zakat and Sadaqah? Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
are you asking a question, or are you just making a statement?
Well, really, I think I'm making a statement and asking a question, because what I'd like to make the statement first is, you know, is
okay,
to mention what
back.
I feel that Sadaqah is, you know, and Sadaqah is, and I was given an example, because one of the masjids here always refer to people who ask for Sadaqah, which is something that's needed to maybe to eat with for the week, or they have children or something like that, and they need also, you know, ways and means to be able to do that, because they don't. They're not working, or somebody got laid off from work, or there's a lot of children and they can't make ends meet, so they need food, you know, and monies to get Now, Sadaqah is what this other masjid sends the people over to our masjid, El Mu'minun, for Sadaqah. And that's like almost like every Friday, you know. But as far as Zakat, to me, I feel that and that's given mainly and most of the time is during Ramadan, you know, because save it up, like you said, and certain ones are able to keep to hold on to the money and put it like in the bank, you know, so when the time arrives at that time, you give it to a person that needs it most, you know, or two people if you have enough when they pay the e-taxes and stuff like that. You know, to me, that's like Sadaqah. I mean, like a Zakat. And yes, go ahead.
Thank you. Allah said that Zakat is for the poor, and the poor don't come to you every year. The needy don't come to you.
Understand what Zakat is, Brother Sujad.
Let me make my point.
Question about Sadaqah. I have no doubt about what Sadaqah is. I have no confusion.
No, I'm not talking
about
Sadaqah.
What Sadaqah is. What Zakat is. I have no confusion about what Zakat is. But I'm saying that it's similar. Wa alaykum
as-salam. As-salamu alaykum. We shouldn't guess. This is our religion. We should know, and what we say and do should be based on al-Islam, on the Quran and the Prophet Muhammad. So I was waiting for you to ask the question. You asked the question of Shudra. I want to know myself, what is the what is Sadaqah? What is Sadaqah?
Okay.
I was not asking the question. You know, we don't have a lot of time.
Absolutely.
And I brought up this morning's program, and this is what coming in our economic program. I just want to ask Brother Shuja, you know, what is Sadaqah?
Oh, yes.
I'm not finished with my statement. If I could please just have a few minutes and I can explain what I was saying. I was mainly talking about connections. I wasn't talking about the difference between, you know how you ask a question, okay, now what is Sadaqah and what is Zakat?
Okay,
I'm not asking it of any particular person. I'm not asking it as a question.
Okay,
I'm getting ready to tell the difference between the two and mention an example.
Okay, are you going to give us an example of Sadaqah?
Yes. My example was when Prophet Muhammad was asked to read, and he was saying that he couldn't read because he was illiterate. Okay, but what he didn't do was until the last time, the third time he was asked to read, he realized he was able to connect that it was not talking about reading as far as reading in the words in a book, but it was talking about reading the creation. Was talking about reading the creation. He was able to connect finally with that, you know. And that's the same way it is with the connections that people are not getting between with the Zakat and Sadaqah. Because really, they're both similar and so close until you can use them for either, you know, you can use Sadaka for somebody who may want a little bit, but then Zakat comes and it's a larger amount than Sadaka. And that's all I was trying to get out, the connections, that's all. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.
Okay, to answer your question, brother, I mean, and believe it or not, we have a reading of the Quran, and this is our subject this today, what we talked on. But the difference between Sadaqah and Zakat is that both of them is a charity. Both of them is a charity. I'm trying to make it simple. But Zakat is the arbitrary. Zakat is arbitrary. Sadaqah is not arbitrary on us. But a person can give Sadaqah, you know, the one that has the money, the one that have a feeling is all about a certain thing and want to give some to the masjid, or want to use it to do something in the masjid. You know, there's a need, according to your Sadaqah. But Zakat, Allah said, is for the poor and for the needy. And it's one of the pillars of Islam. It's one of our pillars. So that's the difference. It's arbitrary. Zakat is arbitrary. Sadaqah is not.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Okay, so what? How does that kind of like square up with what the imam was saying about economic system that is just as important as prayer and fasting and going to Hajj and everything? How does your understanding of it square up with what the imam was saying? You know,
okay, I just want to read something. Let me read something, and I'm going to show you how it goes along with exactly what the imam said. And this is in Surah 2, starting in Surah 2, Ayat 270. Well, Surah 269. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. He granted wisdom to whom he pleases, and he to whom is granted receiveth indeed a benefit overflowing. But none regrets the message but means of understanding. And whatever you spend in charity or devotion, be sure Allah knows it all. But the wrongdoer will have no helper. If ye so disclose act of charity, even so, it is well. But if you conceal them and make them reach those really in need, that is best for you. It will remove from you some of your stain of evil, and Allah is well acquainted with all that you do. And what some of the things this is saying, because I can't give you the absolute understanding of this right here. Nobody can do that. But I see in that where it is talking about establishing something that we can secure ourselves. Establishing a business is one of the things that I feel that we gonna have to help people go into that, you know.
Okay.
And if we set up that type of system, if we set up that type of system, that gonna free us. That gonna free
okay.
us.
Yes, sir.
But yes. So that's where I see the connection.
Okay. Assalamualaikum.
All right.
Assalamualaikum.
Thanks,
another caller too. It's just like when we learned our prayers, when Imam Muhammad was teaching on that, it's just like prayer without action is no good. Meaning you can pray all day long and don't move forward towards the object or the objects that you ask Allah for, it goes for nothing. So we have to build up a system that's progressive, not like today or just send Mac. Okay, but just somebody say, Suja, what do Sadaka mean?
Yes. It's the arms. That's what the Quran says.
Okay.
It's the arms. The charity.
The charity, right? Okay, you remember when I asked a question a while back, a couple of weeks, I said, when you close the Quran, you say what? Sadaqallahu azim, right?
Yeah.
Right? Okay,
yes.
You said sadaqah. Catch it. Sadaqallah. Allah is charity. See, spoke the truth. Allah gave you that charity. And that's the truth. See, a lot of interpretations, they give you Allah spoke the truth. That ain't what it's saying. We got to recognize that better than that. That's what Imam Muhammad gave us. As-salamu alaykum.
Alhamdulillah.
Well, alhamdulillah. I'll just say that this is a topic that we have to talk about a lot. I think we got to talk about this a lot. We got to get a good understanding of it, and we have to use the – I'm going to see if I can download that talk by Imam Muhammad where he talks about that the Qatar's economic system, just like Russia, he used Russia. He says, you know, just like Russia's economic system. So he compared our zakat to like a nation.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Right.
A community,
right.
A big nation. So
right.
This is some serious business here. So we need to get a good understanding because we can't, you know, we need a way to finance our education like the people last weekend, you know, they collected about $20,000 at that 50-year-old thing. But how often can they do that type of thing? You know, that was a big deal. So
yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Let me say this because it's 9 o'clock. We got to close out. Let me say this one more thing. Excuse me, y'all. Imam Muhammad told the imam, though should y'all get baby with it, he told the imam, do not put your hand on no money. If somebody bring you some money, you say, it's for me, they say yes, then you put it in your pocket. But somebody bring you say, who does money for the community? You call somebody, brother so-and-so, come here. So they come here.
Okay.
Take this money. He said, don't put your hand on. That's the problem in these last years.
I bear witness. Yes.
You know, we got time. You know, I've been on this. I've been having a account with Blog Talk for 5 years, and we got a little time. We got a little great. You know, they call it a great period. So go ahead.
Oh, okay.
And discuss what you want to say. What you want to say. You know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes,
so, assalamu alaikum.
How much great period
like
do we
have? Saying, yeah, because it's 9 o'clock now.
We have a grace period. I mean, I should have, 10, 15 minutes?
Oh, okay.
Okay,
go
ahead. Okay.
That's good.
All right. So far as our economical system, this is why we're not getting nowhere again. If we say, we know, like my mom said, the imams are not following them. And I see today, I be watching them taking money. When the Imam Muhammad said, don't put your hand on it. So you're not following
yes,
Imam Muhammad?
Yes, sir, brother. Yes,
you ain't
sir.
Following him.
Yes,
if you
sir,
got sisters
brother.
Set up. If a person comes to you for sadaqah, the poor like it's made for, you don't have to tell them, well, wait, I got to meet with the board and I get back with you. That ain't the way it go. That's
they
why you have honorable people, honorable people that owe you money, they're honorable. Somebody comes and says,
yes,
I need $10,000, just a minute. Here you go, brother. Some things you write off and some things you don't. Okay, I'm finished, y'all. My brother said, that's something they call.
Yes, sir. And see, we got people in charge want the people to be poor.
Want to.
And they and what they do, they milk the senior citizen. They milk them. And if they don't give it to them, they threaten them.
Yes.
You know, and then the believers, they sit back scared as hell. What you scared of?
Yeah.
If you ain't had one set of people checking the nut, the earth would be full of deceit. I mean, be full of deceit.
That's right.
You had to check that.
But one of your buddies come and ask you a dime, you the skin in the grin, laugh, here you go, brother. You see it too many times.
Yeah. And see, that's the vision. We ain't gonna never come. We'll never come together. We'll never come
Thank
together
you.
as a community, as a people.
Well, let me say this, my brother, Brother Amin, Brother Akbar Sudaya, Brother Suja, Brother Ibrahim. We're going to want to build a community under the leadership of Imam Wadi Muhammad, and it'll be right.
I agree.
I don't want anybody that's right without any
reservation or hesitation.
Right, bro. Like I say, at least I don't want to take over Georgia and LaGrange. I want to take over the whole world. They've been so used to looking at 5 watt bulbs. Here we come with 350 watt. They're scared to death now. But we're pulling the covers off of them.
Our people is under oppression. They are under oppression. The image is just one thing that oppressing us, but our people in the community and just being Muslim every day and try to prove that they are faithful and that they love Prophet Muhammad, they love Imam Prophet Muhammad. They're being oppressed.
That's exactly right.
But we got to stop oppressing each other, too.
Thank you. If we don't have faith among each other, how can you build strength in the community? You'll never build it.
Yeah. So we can't be afraid to stand up.
That's right.
We can't never be afraid to stand up for the truth.
Right.
Now you got to stand up on a lie, then you should tremble.
Ain't nobody about all that.
Yeah, that's just like building a house on quicksand. Slow down.
Alhamdulillah. And then we can look into our community and we can see our people, a lot of believers are suffering, that they are poor. That they depend on us. They depend on us.
Suja, like we're saying, the little bit of thing that Imam Muhammad gave us, you do not see the application of it in these emails when they get kubars or talks. Let me give you an example. Imam Muhammad told Chicago and Detroit, he said, when he's in the last rakat in prayer, when he said, when I salam out to the right and come back to center, he said, you go right and come back center. He said, then I go left and come back center. Then he said, you go left and come back center. They ain't doing it yet.
Nope.
They ain't doing it yet. Because that's what Prophet Muhammad did.
Yes, sir. He said, when you say, As-salamu alaykum, wa rahmatullah, say it to your heart.
Bend your head down towards your chest.
Head down towards your chest. That's right.
That's right.
That's what they
don't think we've been sitting. Yeah, don't think we've been sitting around Imam Muhammad just been sitting around there. You jump out and say the wrong thing, you want to get your head cut off.
Yes, sir.
But everything he gave us, when he gave us, you know, when he gave us Islam, I bet when there's nothing deserving to worship but Allah, but the one finger, they go down. I bet when the Prophet Muhammad is better, the two finger come up. He gave that, gave the meaning to it. They don't do that.
Allah Akbar, brother. Allah Akbar.
Yeah.
Allah Akbar.
Yeah, they don't do it. They don't even tell the community.
we know when an imam or somebody come before us and try to keep us children. You know, we know that.
Toddlers, ain't they? Try to keep us toddlers, don't they?
Yeah. You know, but we had to let them know that we grow up to be, we gonna grow up to be God.
Thank you. Thank
in the
you.
Religion, in Islam, in the Quran, under the Prophet.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And I tell him,
Imam,
you ain't gonna bear out like you did your woman over there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You wanna come over and bear our women. You ain't gonna bear our woman like you did Jones over there. Our women are very intelligent. We got women's wives, got master degrees, and we just went to the third grade.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you wanna bear them.
It's America.
Yeah.
The imam asked us to marry off our children while they're young. No imam follows it.
None. He said when they get interested in each other, marry them, let the girl stay with her parents, the boy stay with her, whichever, and on the weekend when he get a job, they go to show together by themselves. That's what he told them. They ain't doing it.
Yeah.
But now, wait a minute, they ain't doing it, but look who your daughter got pregnant by. Nappy head with you in the street. Marriage is full of that right now.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they didn't listen.
Yeah, brother. I tell you.
The imam told us, us the fellowship with the folk of Lord. Boy, they fought that.
Yeah.
They fought that.
In fact, Malay, we had a meeting with the folk of Lord in LaGrange week four last.
Praise be to Allah.
Mm-hmm.
They came
praise
to LaGrange.
Praise be to Allah. They come to you with some stuff like, the imam don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. I don't hear them tell us. They waiting on us.
Yep.
I don't hear them tell us that. We waiting on y'all.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say waiting for what, but you know.
Yes. Like that.
Allahu Akbar.
So, I pray for Allah.
Yes.
And I studied the Quran, and I studied the Uswa of Prophet Muhammad, the wisdom of Prophet Muhammad.
Yes.
And when I make a decision, I think about it.
You're all right.
You have to.
You know, but I feel I'm a free man in the city.
That's right.
I'm a free man.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir.
Well,
I think I'm out.
Yes. If the Blog Talk lady voice came in and you cut us off, you know, that's okay, but keep talking. I should have a little grace period, but if she do, inshallah, you will talk tomorrow. That's okay.
Let's make a dua right now, and then they cut it off. We're talking to them in our prayers.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's the message I got.
Right. Somebody want to
okay,
say,
can we make a dua? Can we make a dua that way if we get cut off? That's all right. We done made the dua to close out.
So we got to make a dua and close
okay,
out.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we're doing now. Don't make a short one.
We don't have to close out.
I'm just going
to
make the prayer. In case they cut us off, we better made it.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Oh Allah, let not our heart turn back to corruption after you have guided us. And from your presence, grant us mercy. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Alhamdulillah. You know, I just wanted to kind of just maybe ask one question. You know, why would the Lifeline want to fight the school that we was trying to get going?
Brother, I do not. When I heard that, it hurt me. That hurt me.
I didn't know about that.
The school we
were trying to get going. Man. That's trying to fight it. The school that's trying to get in L.A.? In L.A.?
I see it all.
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to go. I'm just like Brother Shuja. Some people want to keep us poor in a way it don't seem like it is, but you know, they keep us poor. They keep us poor,
yes.
And they keep us uneducated in ways that you know that it's kind of slick. It's kind of slick. So alhamdulillah. But anyway, yeah, just make it hard. Make it hard.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Is this for LA? No. You talking about the new school in LA that you and Brother Ibn are trying to get started there?
Right. This is Daya. I don't want to kind of like, you know what I mean, just a word to the wise. You know, we just keep it kind of, you know, just kind of open like that.
I hear you.
You know, if you could... If you've been watching and listening, you know, I don't understand. I mean, I do understand.
Some people try to,
you know, keep us poor. They try to keep us poor, and sometimes they keep us uneducated.
Yes.
In a roundabout, slick way.
As-salamu alaykum. I'm going to tell the truth. I never heard them say anything negative about what you was doing, you know. But I just think that they don't like you. That's what it is. I don't think it has nothing to do with Sister Clara Muhammad's school. I never heard anybody say anything negative. That's all I could say. I never heard anybody say anything negative. But I just think it's just don't, you know, like some people just don't like some people.
Imam Mahdi told us
it to be considered irrelevant whether you like them or not.
Okay.
A fact is a fact, and something that's needed should be enforced.
But you know what?
Some of the ways of Satan is to is to create an atmosphere where. It's supposed to be an atmosphere of dislike. If it's about Shuja, they can create an atmosphere where they want everybody to snub Shuja or go against Shuja. Don't go loving nothing that he say.
Right.
I see a whole lot of the little imps. I see the whole lot of little imps supposing.
Yes.
And the Quran say that the hypocrites support the hypocrites. So they don't have to come out and say that they are against what you're doing. They can put things out that would make you move against what they're doing. You know, what you're doing. You know.
Yeah.
That's the way they do it.
But ooh, one thing I did notice, let me say something, Daya. One thing I did notice that they didn't, you know, like when they had the convention or the Savior's Day, they always like take Monday and let them express themselves about the event, but they didn't do that with Sister Clara Muhammad too, that they had Sunday.
Oh.
That's the only thing I noticed about they didn't do that. And then when I saw all that money that made, I said, wow, that might be the reason why. I don't know. But anyway, but I just said to myself, I noticed that they didn't do that. They didn't let no one say, you know, how was it and, you know, what they enjoy and all that. But Sister Zelly, she just came right out and said, so that was so beautiful because I wanted to know what was happening myself. Alhamdulillah.
So now you're talking about what happened in Tennessee.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, what happened in Tennessee,
Now I'm making connections because I didn't hear Tennessee come out at one time, you know, and I thought it was the L.A. school that you said they're talking against or something like that.
No. But Sister Clara Muhammad School is unity. It just is one. When you talk about one, you talk about the other one, too.
Oh.
So, you know, so that's unity right there, Sister Clara Muhammad School. My thing, that's when they... Anyway, that's what I noticed. They didn't do that. So,
hey, I hadn't heard. I wasn't on that day. I didn't hear.
Well, all right. Alhamdulillah. Okay. So I got us
a little 15 minutes. So, inshallah, I guess we could call this a wrap until tomorrow, if it's all right with everybody.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm doing a lot.
I'm gonna say it again if it's meaningful.
Well, anyway, I'm gone. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
assalam.
Better cut.